about it. Now, I'm speaking to those that have already heard those messages, and I don't have time, because I've already gone way into the sermon time, to go through those messages, except I do want to do this. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 5, because it is prophecy. Now, if you want to understand your Bible, there are things called rules of hermeneutics. Just a big fancy word for rules of interpretation. And if you want to understand the book of James, one of the things you really do need to understand is that first rule in hermeneutics, and that is who it is written to. And James 1:1 makes it very clear who he is writing to. James 1:1 says, and I'll just read it, don't have to bring it up on the screen, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. There it is on the screen. And we're going to go to James chapter 5, verse 1, now that we understand who James was writing to. He was writing to those people in Scripture known as Israelites. If you were with us last Monday, we had a pre-inauguration party, and we had a black man speak, by video, of course. His name, Dr. James Manning. And he spoke on the issue of black people. And I have to tip my hat, my cowboy hat, to that man. And I have to tell you, there's one black man that I really have a special place for. I love him because he loves the truth. And when I find someone that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, I love him. Amen? And if you don't love the truth, you don't love Lord Jesus Christ. And that man spoke the truth. He spoke the truth to his people. In fact, I did another untold story about the truth from a black prophet. Well, I want to tell the truth, too, to my people. I don't happen to be a black man. And let me tell you something. Barack Obama is not any more of a black man than he is a white man. He's got, why don't we call him a white man? He's got as much white blood in him as he does black blood, because you're programmed to call him a black man. He's a mulatto man, if we want to be truthful about it. It's none of his doing. He didn't have any choice in the matter, but he's half black and half white. He's a mulatto. They used to call a mulatto, what was it, a high yeller? But anyway, I'm off point there. The point I'm getting at is that I need to be truthful with my people, the white people. And I think I can bring a whole sermon on this, and I might. But I'm afraid if I tell you about the sermon, none of you will come. Because I'll give you the title of it right now. It's called White Trash. God's people, white trash. What's the matter, you white man? What's the matter, you white women? You remember how Dr. Manning preached? Well, if he can be truthful with his people, I can be truthful with my people. You see, we got certain things that kind of run in our blood. We come from Jacob. Now, Jacob was an old conniver. He was a mama's boy. Mama was behind the scene. We came from his mama's eggs as well. And she was a manipulating thing. So we don't like to think of that, do we? Let me tell you what a great man Jacob was. When Esau, his brother, was coming, Jacob puts out his wife and his kids in front of him. And then a bunch of animals to bribe him. That's how brave our daddy was. We never think about that, do we? Well, think about this. What people are so easily